ගරු රවුෆ් හකිම් මන්ත්‍රීතුමා, ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 11ක් කාලයක් තිබෙනවා. ඕඩර් ප්ලීස්. ගරු සේනානායක කර මන්ත්‍රීතුමාට මුලසුන බාර කරනවා.
බිස්මිල්ලාහිර්රහ්මානිර්රහීම්. ගරු මූලාසනාරූඪ මන්ත්‍රීතුමනි, විජේසිරි ගජනායක මන්ත්‍රීතුමාගේ කතාවෙන් පසුව මට මම කතා කරද්දී එතුමා ඉතාම සූක්ෂමව උගරට හොරා බෙහෙත් බොන්ඩ ලෑස්ති වෙනවා කියන එක අපිට පේනවා. ඉතින් මේ ආණ්ඩුව හැමවෙලේම උගුරට හොරා බෙහෙත් බොන ආණ්ඩුවක් හැටියටයි අපි දකින්නේ. මේ ජෝසිම්ලා එනකොට ප්‍රේමදාස යුගයේ මොකද කිව්වේ අපේ සහෝදරයෝ ජනතා විමුක්ති පෙරමුණ අය? ජෝසිම්ලාට මොකද කිව්වේ? චීනුන් එනවා සූදු කෙලින්න, චීනුන් පලවා හැරවූ කියලා සටන් පාට කිව්වා. ඊට පස්සේ මහින්ද රාජපක්ෂ යුගයේ ආව කෙරි පැකරලා ඔස්ට්‍රේලියාවේ. ඔව්, කෙරි පැකරලා ආපු වෙලෙත් සුද්දෝ ඇවිල්ලා සූදු කෙලින්ට යනවා කියලා, සුද්දෝ පලා හැරවූ කියලා කෑ ගහන්න පටන් ගත්තා. දැන් ඒ අයම දැන් උගුරට හොරා බෙහෙත් බොන්න ලෑස්ති වෙන අවස්ථාවක් මේක. ඉතින් එවෙලේදී අපි මීට කලිනුත් කතා කරපු මන්ත්‍රීවරුන්ගේ කතා දිහා බැලුවහම මේකට දැන් හොඳ වචනයක් යොදාගෙන තියෙනවා. මොකද දන්නවද? වගකීම් සහිත සූදු කෙලීමක්. මේක නිකන් අනික් අයගේ සූදු කෙලීම් නෙවෙයි, වගකීම් සහිත සූදු කෙලීම් කරන්න අපි. ඒකට තමයි මේ නියාමන අධිකාරියක් ඇති කරන්නේ. වඩාත්ම හොඳයි. නමුත් මම මුලින්ම මුලාසනාරුඩ මන්ත්‍රීතුමනි, මම ඉස්ලාම් භක්තිකයෙක් හින්දා අපේ ආගමේ මේ පිළිබඳ කියන දේවල් මුලින් කතා කරන්න ඕනේ. ඔනබල් ප්‍රිසයිඩින් මෙම්බර්, gambling is considered a grave sin and is totally prohibited in Islamic law. This applies to all forms of gambling, including lotteries, betting and games of chance where money or valuables are at stake. Wealth should be earned through legitimate means such as honest labor, trade or investment. Where there is a clear exchange of value, then it is permitted. Gambling by relying on pure chance contradicts this principle. That is why Islam prohibits gambling. Quran highlights the detrimental effects of gambling, such as stirring up enmity and hatred among people, diverting individuals from the remembrance of God and prayer, and leading to financial ruin and family discord. This is happening all over. So what is this government saying? We are going to promote responsible gambling. What is this nonsense? What is there? There is nothing responsible in gambling. But anyway, now unfortunately, I happen to be the chair at the Committee on Public Finance, where other members also participated. I had to be presiding in approving this bill. So therefore, looking at some of the issues, now let us be practical and pragmatic. So therefore, done right, regulation can formalize activity, raise standards and bring in investment and jobs. But done wrong, it will entrench cash-driven opacity and turn casinos into pipes for underground banking. This bill in the current form tilts towards the latter. In fact, I pointed it out in the committee sittings. Now I must say, what is our international monetary obligations? Sri Lanka is a current account convertible economy under Article 8 of the International Monetary Fund. Put simply, a country that accepts Article 8 must not impose restrictions on payments and transfers for current international transactions, except with IMF approval. Gambling-related payments are current account services under IMF's balance of payments manual. The operator's margin is recorded as a service charge, while wins and losses among players are current transfers. So we must enable such payments, but through formal, supervised financial channels, not through other illegal channels. Now, we also carry binding commitments on anti-money laundering and countering financial terrorism laws set by Financial Action Task Force and assessed regionally by Asia-Pacific Group. Our third manual mutual evaluation runs in 2025. Remaining outside the FATF grey list depends on effective controls, particularly for high-risk sectors like casinos. A cash-centric model will not pass that test. Therefore, what the bill actually does and why there is a problem, let me point out. Section 22 channels any transaction relating to gambling to currency or debit or credit card at the main cash desk, merely subject to Financial Transaction Reporting Act and the Foreign Exchange Act. There is indeed no requirement to settle medium-large transactions through authorized dealer banks. No ban on large foreign currency note pay-ins or cash-outs. No player account rails and no CTR, STR thresholds in the Act. That combination is a classic architecture exploited by Hawala Undial networks. Cash in, chips, side settlement, cash out, off the banking radar. So this is going to put us in serious trouble with IMF. Now, the bill is silent on junkets, VIP promoters, entities that historically bridge gamblers and underground banking. International experience in Macau and other areas shows that unregulated junkets are prime conduits for illicit cross-border flows. Our draft has no licensing class, no fit and proper, no joint liability, and no ban on promoter deposit taking. So this is another violation. The other is, at our borders, the practical regime permits any amount to be brought to or taken with declaration required at US$15,000 total foreign exchange and US$10,000 in currency notes. Declarations alone are not control or downstream use. Without a bank rail mandate inside casinos, this becomes the perfect pretext for cash-based foreign exchange recycling, rent-seeking, and corruption risks at the in the cage. So therefore, have we studied our peer jurisdictions? Now, Singapore, casinos must file cash transaction reports to the Suspicious Transaction Reporting Office. Over $10,000 in cash in or out. After recent reforms, customer due diligence thresholds for deposits and cash were lowered to $4,000. Data sharing and enforcement are muscular Singapore police conditions. These are United Kingdom under money laundering regulations. There are very strict regulations for casinos. United States under Bank Secrecy Act, there are CTRs. And similarly, Macau, post-reform, junkets are heavily curtailed. Joint liability attaches to operators. Revenue sharing is barred. Credit is tightly controlled. And the number of licensed promoters is capped. These measures specifically targeted illegal deposit taking and underground banking. What is the core inconsistency here? Promote gambling tourism as a current account service consistent with IMF Article 8. But promote cannot mean pay in and cash out in foreign exchange notes at a front desk. Promotion in a current account convertible economy must mean frictionless bank channel settlement with strong AML-CFT safeguards. Today's draft locks in the opposite. So therefore, I have a detailed suggestion here. I will table it so that that can be taken into account. Then, Honorable Presiding Member, we are a current account convertible country. That means we facilitate legitimate current transactions, including gambling services, but through banks and regulated PSPs with real-time reporting and tight oversight. Our peers show it is possible. Singapore's thresholds and data sharing, UK's CDD rule and crime prevention mandate and similar things in Macau and other places. Macau's clampdown on junkets and joint liability. Let us import those guardrails and not import past mistakes. And this is what we are saying. This bill, as drafted, creates a cash-first front desk, ignores banking channel settlement, leaves junkets unregulated, and is going to create serious problems in the future. This will create a haven for various other people. But in the meantime, what does the very people who came here, who has now set up, what are they saying? Now they are saying, now this particular Melco Resorts who have come and set it up at with the Kiehl's casino, they say this in the annual report. Additionally, if public opinion regarding casinos in Sri Lanka shifts, or if policymakers adopt more restrictive views, we could encounter unforeseen challenges in maintaining our license or expanding our operations. But this will not happen because we have a willing party in office. Those who opposed earlier are now done a complete turn, and now they are prepared to, you see, when they wanted to chase out Josim and Carrie Packer, now those very people are now saying Josims are welcome, Carrie Packer is welcome. So it's a heaven for all these people, but still they are entertaining doubts. Now also, let me also say one more thing, Mr. Presiding Member. There's a serious problem in betting in sports. Now that also has been brought under this. Now our cricket, such a valuable sport, our national game. Now this cricket, now today, paper reports, daily morning reports, ex-Lankan cricketer, I don't want to mention the name, banned by ICC. Yes, for betting. So now what is happening? Our Sri Lanka cricket sometimes is allowing betting entities to come and take on franchises in our Lanka Premier League matches. So, but when you ask, they say ICC has approved them. But they are known betting entities. But they are coming and taking franchises here. So whether ICC or whether Sri Lanka cricket, everybody must be brought under a proper monitoring and regulation. And whatever said and done, I must congratulate the government for having decided to take the bitter pill. And man kiwa wage ugurata hora behet pona aanduwak hatiyata nevata waryak meka oppu karala thuna me aanduwa taman kiyapu dewal gena then salakillata gannunna api karanne wagakin sahita soodu kelim e hinda soodu kelim hondai echcharai thank you.